with doctors taking tests and specialists, and couldn't find what was wrong with me. When I walk out, fall down, and started in spring till fall, and most of the people around my relations figured there's something Indian medicine or something. They figured it was somebody done something to me.
Stai Gute, welcome my friends to The Storyteller, where you'll find First Nations people from across Native North America who are following Jesus Christ without reservation. Wes loved baseball. He loved it so much that it took him away from family and from his relationship with God. But then something took him away from baseball. For 4.5 years, he suffered from an illness that no one was able to diagnose or cure.
Hi, my name is Wesley Cardinal. I'm from Kikino Métis Settlement, and I was raised here. I was 1 year old when my parents moved to Kikino, and it's been rough in times when I was growing up, and hard times for work for my parents and my dad especially, and my brothers. And finally, there was a few jobs, and they were able to work, and through a little few head of cattle my dad had and horses, and they used to have gardens in the spring for us to use in the winter, and potatoes, vegetables, and then besides, there was 11 of us that were raised in the family, 7 boys and 4 girls, and I had a brother in Goodfish Lake, and he was growing up there, and for my dad's first marriage, and grandparents was from Goodfish, and that's where my mom was raised. She's from Goodfish Lake Reserve, and my dad was, I guess, in Laclabis, but he was working for people in Goodfish, and that's where he got married. And when I was growing up, I went to school for 9 years, and finished in 16 years old, but it was hard. We had to do a lot of work at home, and we were disciplined, and I thank the Lord Jesus Christ now that we were disciplined, and that was the love and we had from our parents. I thought the other way around they were mean, but I guess that's discipline now. I see that. I thank them for the way they raised us. And I started playing ball, and I was 15 years old, and I guess that's the only sport I did play in my time, and till I got married in 1963 in June, married Josephine. Her name was Sinclair, and we didn't have kids till 65 when Dolores was born, and when we came to know the Lord in spring of 64 in conference at on the south of Laclabis there, where they had a Bible school there. And well, before that, my parents used to tell us, like, you know, it's the only way a person is going to heaven if he takes the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, and that, like it says there, for not born again believers, that we were going to lose out. And I guess a lot of people, when they're told this, I don't know if they really understand it, but they should. He sees all of us, even when before we were born or anything, he knows we're sinners, and he sent his only begotten Son to die for us on a cross. If we don't accept the Lord as our Savior and we die like that, we won't have but to go to hell with our sins if we don't accept the Lord before we die. If we die without Christ, there's no other place we can go but hell. I wanted to come to the Lord, but I guess the worldly things are so nice, the person don't want to leave them right away. But at that time, I was listening to John Unger. He was one of the speakers there. And just in my heart, I wanted to go. So both of us, me and my wife, went up. And after the service, we accept the Lord. And so we're doing good for just about 2 years, I guess. And when I started playing ball in the spring, that's when I made my mistake. I put baseball before God, and although I was a Christian, I wasn't strong at the time. And I just lost. I went back to the world, and my wife kept on for a while, and taking our daughter to different camps, and finally she came down too, and that's the mistake I made, and I regret it. I didn't stay with the Lord Jesus Christ till about 1978. We had three girls and two boys at that time, and they were small, and I started getting sick, and with doctors taking tests and specialists, and couldn't find what was wrong with me, and walk out, fall down, and started in spring till fall, and most of the people around my relations figured there's something Indian medicine or something. They figured it was somebody done something to me, but in my mind, I didn't believe that. And but they took me, they brought some Indian doctors like to treat me, and didn't help. It kept on, and 4.5 years, I guess I was like that, in and out the hospital from spring to fall. And sometimes my kids would try and help me, and I was heavy, and they had a hard time lifting me up. And sometimes I would have to get my dad and brother to come and lift me up or something. And my wife was working at the time, and she helped me lots, and working besides. And I guess a few times in that years where I went back to the world, my marriage was pretty shaky at times. And but I realized, and through my parents telling me that, try and stay with my marriage and my wife. And so I thought of it, I promised God that I would stay with my wife till death do us part. And in 1982, June 18th, my dad and them celebrate their 50th anniversary, and I was in the hospital. And I had to ask for a day pass so I could be with my parents and brothers, sisters, and all the relations that were there, and at my dad's yard. And but already, the last time I was going to the hospital, my wife, she told me, she said, "Wes," she said, "you tried everything. Why don't you try God?" So that kept working on me as I was in the hospital. And I know God was working on me, like a lot of times. I could feel it, and but I was stubborn. And baseball I love. That day I was supposed to play, I was in the hospital, and I just had to look through the window, watch them playing ball. And when I came back to my dad's mom anniversary, when Bill was preaching there, I wanted to raise my hand so I can get to the Lord, but I was shy. I figured people would laugh at me, but I wanted to cry, but I didn't. So after we had supper and just about everything was over, my wife took me back to the hospital, and that was Saturday. And Sunday, I knew my dad and I would go to church, and about 12:30, I phoned back, and I was asking who was all there, and he was telling me, and he said, somebody's going to go and visit you. He said, there's two of them. So I knew who one of them was, and I told him I'll be waiting. So I was in the old hospital at the time, and I was in the room, and I could see Bill and Ray, Sparkling Eyes, coming, and Ray and Bill came and visit me and start talking to me about different things, like if I had any protection from traditional, like after I was doctored, and I said yes. So he kept asking me, and he said, we come to pray for you. And so I said, okay. So after they finished talking to me, Ray started praying for me, and then Bill. And that's when I got right with the Lord. Bill told me, he said, Wes, you can pray. And so I prayed, and I asked God to forgive me right in my hospital bed there. And it was 4.5 years doctors tried to find out, but nothing. And I got out Tuesday, come home, and Friday I was taking my kids to a Bible camp at KBI there. And all of a sudden the phone rang, and this girl from the clinic asked me to stop there. Doctor wanted to see me, and he said, you don't have to have appointment. He said, just stop, he wants to see you. So I was waiting in his office, and all of a sudden he come through the door. He was smiling. He said, Wes, I think we found what's wrong with you. Then he said, but you gotta go to Edmonton and take some treatments. And from Sunday to Friday, God answered the prayers. And from that time, I knew that he was really the only one that could heal me. And so I've been in the hospital only once after that. And I just thank the Lord that I accept him, and he answered the prayers. And from that time, I started my Christian walk again.
What about you? Are you away from the Lord? If you belong to Him and you've wandered away, you know what you need to do. God tells us in His Word, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Perhaps you've never been right with God. If you don't know where you stand with Him, you can take care of that right now. Again, God tells us in His Word that if you shall confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in your heart that God has raised Him from the dead, you shall be saved. If you would like to know more, please visit our website, withoutreservation.com, and click on the tab New Life. You can also write to us at The Storyteller, P.O. Box 1001, Bemidji, Minnesota, 56619. That's P.O. Box 1001, Bemidji, Minnesota, 56619. You can hear this and many other programs online at withoutreservation.com. And you can also find us on Facebook at Without Reservation. Thanks for listening. And remember, the greatest story took place at the cross. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. My friends, there's more to Wes's story, so be sure to join us again next time as we listen to The Storyteller.